fourth one.
Sell me the show!
With UK Debt Experts, the team you can trust when debt is no laughing matter.
So every day during The Fringe, we get a different act in to tell us all about their show and to sell us their show. And today we've got a musical comedy writing duo, Flo and Joan. Good morning, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
How lovely to have you back. You've been to see us a couple of times before. Welcome back to our studio again.
Thank you.
I've got to tell you, Joanna here is a big fan of your work.
I am a huge fan. I always come and see you when you're here for The Fringe.
That's not stressful at all.
I do really, because you're just amazing. I think what you do is so ingenious. It's fabulous. So I'll be seeing you again this year.
There you go. That sounds to me like something you could put on a poster, right?
Yeah. Can you write that down, or we can officially
stick it on
stuff during the Fringe.
Excellent. So tell us about your show this year. So you are doing a show at the Pleasance Dome, and it's called One Man Musical. Now, there's a couple of things I've noticed. Firstly, there's more than one of you. That's the obvious one. Okay, so what's it all about then?
It's about a man whose name we can't put on the poster. So we've heard he's got a very litigious legal team, and I'm sure there's a cease and desist vibrating on his desk as we speak. So if you're seeing the show tonight, you might be watching it for the first and last time. And we're going to be... We've essentially hired a man to play the man, a good friend called George Fouracres, and we're playing the music behind him. So we're essentially the orchestra, and he is playing the man, and that's probably as much as we can tell you.
So is this a real person? Is it like a famous person that we would know?
Yes, you'll most likely know who this person is.
Is it someone from this country, or is it someone from America?
The most British man you might have ever met in your life, I would say.
Right.
Okay,
but they have a very good legal team, so we'll leave it there then. So you guys have... it's a musical, obviously, so you guys are famous for your sort of quirky songs, and do you make the songs up as you go along, or is it all written in advance?
Oh, this is very much written in advance. I don't think we could put that pressure on George to be like, we're just going to figure it out and make it up every single day. Hop on. We started writing it a couple of months ago, and then we gave it to George about a month ago.
Yeah.
And we've just sort of gone from there, really. But yeah, it's very much like a little bit of wiggle room for some fun interaction and a bit of improv, but it's mostly like very by the book.
Yeah, because you do improv as well, don't you? In previous shows, you've done that.
I feel like improvisers would be like, that is not improv. I think what you're thinking of is we forget our lines and have to pad until we remember what we have to say.
Yeah, we do that a lot as well, don't we, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're here to tell us your show at The Fringe. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock, and you are now going to have the challenge of filling 30 seconds of the airwaves of Fourth One without using the following words. They are tickets, show, and man. You're not allowed to say any of those words, and your 30 seconds... Oh, by the way, if you do say those words, you're immediately escorted from the building.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
All right, harsh. So your 30 seconds begin now. Fly at us, please.
We would love for you to come and see our musical, which is about a singular person who exists in the public eye, who we can't tell you who he is, but there is a sort of a classic Flo and Joan vibe to it, but a bit more of a theatre vibe to it, if that's your vibe. If you like musicals, come and see it. If you like comedy, it's a comedy musical, come and see it. If you like watching males... perform musicals
and us achieve the sound of an orchestra with just the two of us.
Yes, if you like people pretending that they're in an orchestra in little tail coats. If you want to see Flo and Joan wear a costume for the first time, that's quite fun.
You've managed it. You've smashed it. That was easy.
Oh, wow.
Very well done, ladies. That's good.
I can hear people refunding their tickets. Yeah.
Flo and Joan. It's called One Man Musical. 7 o'clock every night during The Fringe up until the 25th of August at the Pleasance Dome. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you so much.
Have a great run.
Thank you.